This is AgriPulse Drive Time for Monday, September 15th, brought to you by the American Farm Bureau Federation. Good afternoon. I'm Jeff Nelly. Well, a framework deal has been reached between China and the U.S. for the ownership of the popular social video platform TikTok. That's according to U.S. Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent. Bessent said in a press conference after the latest round of trade talks between the world's two largest economies, concluding in Madrid, that President Donald Trump and Chinese Premier Xi Jinping would speak on Friday to possibly finalize the deal. The meeting in Madrid is the fourth round of talks between the U.S. and Chinese officials that since Trump launched a tariff war on Chinese goods in April. There was no mention of a deal on fentanyl or that would affect U.S. Chinese purchases of U.S. soybeans. Wendy Cutler, Senior Vice President at the Asia Society Policy Institute, said it appears that both sides have found a way forward to transfer ownership to a U.S. company. Cutler, a former U.S. trade negotiator, told Reuters that bigger steps may come at a possible meeting between Trump and Chinese President Xi Jinping later this year, likely at the Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation Summit in Seoul. Cutler told Reuters, "I don't think China is in any rush to do an agreement where they don't get substantial concessions on export controls and lower tariffs, which are their key priorities." Farmers for Free Trade continue their motorcade for trade across the Midwest. Executive Director Brian Keel says, "We're on the verge of a farm crisis as production costs exceed sale prices for many growers." Farmers for Free Trade data showed that local farmers suffered significant additional tariff costs, such as $1.4 million U.S. dollars in extra tariffs on farm machinery and equipment. In addition, South Dakota farmers report soybean prices are between $1 and $1.50 below year-ago levels. In a statement, Farmers for Free Trade said, "With American agriculture generating $176 billion U.S. dollars in annual exports and supporting more than 1 million jobs, access is essential for rural economic prosperity." U.S. farmers are not the only producers upset over trade issues. The largest farm union in France calling for a day of action September 26th to protest against the planned EU-Mercosur free trade deal with South American countries as well as U.S. tariffs. European Commission presented the EU's trade accord with South America's Mercosur bloc for approval this month and appeared to be softening its opposition from France with promises of possible limits on farm product imports. From the Department of Agriculture this afternoon, corn 7% harvested, 67% of the remaining crop rated good or excellent. Soybeans reported 5% harvested, rated 63% good to excellent, that according to USDA. 85% of the corn crop was dented, 41% of the crop mature, 41% of soybeans dropping leaves. Spring wheat harvest 94% done, winter wheat planting at 11%. McDonald's said today it plans to invest $200 million over the next 7 years to promote regenerative agriculture practices on cattle ranches. The company said the investment was its largest to date in support of regenerative agriculture in the U.S. The company has also funded regenerative practices on potato farms in Canada and in Europe. In a statement, the company said, "As a brand that serves more than 90% of Americans every year, we recognize the responsibility we have to help safeguard our food systems for long-term viability." Today's Drive Time is brought to you by the American Farm Bureau Federation. A new farm bill will help farmers and ranchers meet the moment. Learn more at fb.org/farmbill. Well, that's all for today's Drive Time. For more agriculture, trade, food, environment, and regulatory news, visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse, I'm Jeff Dowling.